This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, June 26th. God's word to you today is yes and no. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 37, verse 10, and it says, "This time he told the dream to his father as well as to his brothers. But his father scolded him. 'What kind of dream is that?' he asked. 'Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow to the ground before you?'" Over the past few days, we have learned that Mary was an executionist and had power with God. Mary used her power with God to change and influence things for others. We have seen from the example of Mary that when you have power with God, you can change things. However, it is important to know that some things cannot be changed once they are set. There are certain things that I wanted to change, but heaven explained that it could not be changed. For example, back in the day, the church we were pastoring at the time was in a rented facility managed by the landlady's daughter. She was not very nice, a young, rich, spoilt girl that was always trying to abuse everybody. It was obvious that she had been abusive to several pastors, and she did not care much for honoring God. So one day after we had a face-off, I warned her not to bring the attitude close to me because she will regret it. When I got home that day, I was determined to own that facility and not just rent it anymore. I said, "I'm going to take it. It belongs to us." So I began to engage in the spirit realm. After a while, God said to me, "Femi, I will not give you that property." I was like, "Really?" Apparently, the facility was covenanted to God. The owner had entered into a covenant with God. But because of that covenant with God, regardless of what the child did, there was nothing I could do. Covenants are very powerful, very powerful. God said, "I'll give you your own." So I backed down. Guess what? Months after, the mother came to my office and she was telling me how she covenanted that facility to God and it would only be used for the things of God. She told me the history of the facility, and I was almost crying, but she did not know why. Fast forward to the present, in another rented facility, and we're trusting God for the land God's Favorite House, HQ, currently sits upon. Unknown to me, there had been all sorts of maneuverings, lies, and we were not supposed to get the place. Interestingly, I had friends, prophetic people, that God had revealed it to. But instead of doing the right thing and interceding for their friend, they discussed it amongst themselves and laughed. I was in North Carolina, and everything played out in front of me, what was going on and what had been said. It was sealed in the spirit realm, but I said, "As God lives, we are going to take that land." To the glory of God, we changed what had been sealed in the spirit realm, and the property is ours. Those prophetic people are my friends till today. I love them to bits. I have nothing against them. They just acted immaturely. There are things you can change and things you cannot change. Salome came to Jesus, trying to predetermine who will sit on his left and right hand. But Jesus told her that she cannot influence that. Engage God, grow in understanding and your power with God. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.